Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, yo.
Yo, yo.
And we back, and we back, and we back.
Dunda. 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 Dunda.
No, you got to say it in different.
Dunda? Dunda. That killed me.
I'm like.
Welcome back to episode 69.
Jared Allen.
Yeah, Jared. Yeah. I was going to say that. Yeah, he's the only player ever wore it, I guess.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, we're a family podcast. We're not going to go into the other 69s that are out there.
This is the Snitch Podcast. Yeah. Blicky with the Sticky.
Blicky with the Sticky.
Welcome to episode 69 of the Sunny Dinner Podcast. I am at Brandon Ridley.
At @O_Ridley.
At @T_Russell3Ls.
Now, should we start? Some stuff has happened since the last time we potted. It really feels
We've been off for
it. A lot has happened.
But I do want to start and happy birthday to my brother, Brandon.
Yes, sir. I'm going to say happy birthday to you guys again.
Hey, I want to say happy birthday to my brother.
September 4th, 9/4. I know it's confusing. We're not twins. No, we're 2 years apart.
SVO, September's very own. You know, September's very own.
Drake low-key wants to be SVO, man. Like, because this is two albums now dropped in September.
Right? Yeah, I forgot what else came in September,
nothing,
too. I think it was
nothing
like
the same. Weak ass number.
No, nothing was the same. There was another one. I think it was.
Damn, he got three of them?
What a time to be alive came in September.
Damn, September, too.
Hey,
you know,
Diamond, dancing.
He definitely wants to be SVO, man.
Yeah.
Drake wants to, I'll take it.
He want to be a Virgo so bad.
I'll take it. Because he's a Scorpio, obviously.
He's a Scorpio, But boy, man. First, should we start with the Kanye album? Let's get this out of the way because it leads into where we're at now.
What you got?
All right, so I got this. All right, so we've seen the previews, we've seen the live streams and everything.
Amazing shows. All
right,
three amazing shows.
Yes,
two amazing shows.
Yes. What do you mean?
Third one's coming.
With the house? I like the baby. Well, I give it good because the baby went off.
That was a nice viral gif.
He definitely had good gifs and memes. Three good shows. Three good shows. I say three good shows.
So I will say this about the album. Dunda. 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 First of all, this was.
Now you got to say it in different tones. Like,
I know. But the first three times you did that regular. It wasn't until you get. First of all, I cannot sit. And
hell
listen
not.
To it. I skipped all the way to the end. Like, she's still saying Donda towards the end. I fast forward and I heard Donda.
Like, I didn't even. Like, I was like, wait, he's about to do it? I'm like, I skipped it. And I was like, yo, if he end up like snapping at the end of the track, somebody will say it and I'll go back to it. But other than that, like, I'm not about to. I was like, track two.
Yeah. So here's my takeaway from that. The album creeped me out. This is a dark satanic Christian album. Like, it's weird.
A dark satanic.
Like the tone of it is like, man, this is Illuminati shit right here. Like, this is what the YouTube conspiracy theorists warning me about back in 2011. good features though. Good features on the album.
Absolutely.
Any standout features?
Hurricane for me, and then Jail with Hov, and probably Off the Grid with Fabio. That's probably about it for me.
Off the Grid was nice.
And whatever song my guy, I forgot the names of whatever song my guy Vori was on. But Vori was killing that shit though. Shout out my guy.
Yeah, I legit don't know no names on besides Jail. I don't know no names.
Besides Jail, Hurricane.
Yeah, Hurricane. I don't know.
I don't know other names.
Jail like did his thing, you know.
Jail like did his thing.
Talk about the ball to pyramids again, you know.
Yeah, 10,000%. You know how he gets down.
You gotta give you the hieroglyphics.
Definitely. For me, I thought it was cool. Like nothing was bad. Besides the intro, nothing was bad, but nothing was like great.
But nothing stood. It's like standout.
Nothing stood out to me. So I thought it was cool. I was like, it was cool. Like, I could play it and like it. A lot of the controversy that it stirred up was hilarious.
which one?
Which part of it?
Oh no, all the niggas that was left.
They cut my verse.
Everybody was coming out the woodworks. I'm trying to figure out, like it happens all the time. So,
yeah,
like,
why was everybody
like,
taking
why did
it
y'all
personally?
Get so mad at Kanye?
They took it so personally this time because
he probably sold him a dream. Like, yo, this is this.
No, but
this
everybody sells a
that.
Dream. No, but everybody sells.
But Kanye,
I'm sure Drake sells a dream to every autumn trap rappers that he jumps on their song with and tell them like, point. Oh man, I love working with you, blah blah blah. But I'm sure he sells a dream too, and then they
don't answer their calls in 6 months.
Then when that album comes out. Nah.
Sorry, dog.
It ain't there.
Not my album.
I don't know why. Like, I'm like, why did everybody just started? Like, I guess it was a trend, like, that people got left off. But, like I said, I thought it was cool. Yeah, I thought that one was cool.
I don't think it's a trend. I think Drake does that on purpose. That he does.
No, I'm talking about with everybody coming out the woodwork. It's about Kanye. About Kanye. I'm sure he's left niggas off projects before.
I'm like, plenty of times. Wow, y'all want to be on this album bad.
Like, yeah, like, damn. Like, exactly. Like, jeez, they needed that payday. Like,
yeah, Chris Brown being
Cocaine
that.
Cocaine Chris came out.
Chris being that mad. I'm like, all right, bro, I get it. Like, but, like,
Cocaine Chris.
Like, let it go.
Like I said, like, damn, everybody needed to pay that bag? Like, god damn.
He definitely did a line before he posted that.
Oh, man. but, yeah, no, I thought, what did you think of it, Russ?
I was listening to it when I was on vacation when we were in Orlando, and I had downloaded it. And it was cool. I listened on the flight back. It was all right. But like you said, nothing outside of, like, the records I heard in the live stream that I liked, mm-hmm. nothing else really was like, oh, man, I got to go back.
Like, crazy.
This.
Like, you're crazy.
I feel like the live streams kind of took, like, the steam and the excitement because we know what we're getting pretty much. For the most part, we're just getting it in high quality audio, I guess. Yeah. But it's like, you know, the excitement was. It's not like oh, this song is a surprise. No, I know about this song
already. I'm more so laughing at Universal. Like, nah, we're not
doing this again.
Nah, we're not doing this again, fam. You having us pay for these fucking listening parties? Like I said, because these weren't just past the aux or like he did with
these are big events.
Like what he did with Pablo.
Yeah, with Pablo, he was basically just said, yeah, everybody come, and I'm gonna plug my phone up and I'm gonna play some music. Nah. These was shows.
He put on a Broadway musical.
This shit was big, and
I feel like that album was better for that than it is just an actual album to listen to.
When Mo was like, "Yo, he made 13 million," I was like, "All right, nah, we done. All right, this shit's going out. We putting it out. Like, we not fucking with you, waiting on you anymore."
Oh, they was like, "Enough.
You're not about to keep spending. You're not about to keep spending our money and not putting the album out so we can recoup. Nah, this shit's going out."
So you believe Kanye that they put?
Oh, 10,000%. No, because Universal was done with this shit. No, we need to recoup. Cut the shit. We're not doing this. Shit's out. It did 300. What did it do? 350?
327.
See, hey.
Yep.
In the right ball.
We can recoup. I bet. Because we're not about to keep fucking around with you.
Like, and I also think, too, I think, like, when they had the whole live stream thing and everything, all, like, the songs were, like, explicit, and then, like, they were clean. I'm just like, why didn't you just tell people, like, stay clean? It was just kind of weird to me on that one. I don't know if that's, like, a nitpick, but I was just like, I wish you kind of told everybody, just like, just don't cuss in the beginning and kind of, like, keep it on brand kind of thing.
No, it's way easier just to bleep out the cuss words on the album as opposed to try to test my, like, write me a clean verse.
Keep it clean.
Like, no, honey. No.
Don't get the baby.
Yeah, like, don't get little baby the baby the weekend. Niggas. Like, don't get Fabio. Like, don't get none of them niggas. Like, they all cussed in every verse. Like, no, so it's definitely way easier for them to just bleep it out.
Like, go get Chance if you don't
know a cuss word.
Why wasn't Chance involved in this?
I think we saw in that Dame Dash documentary that we weren't going to get no more. He was fed up with Chance.
Man.
And you should not take advice from Chance the Rapper because he didn't know what he was doing with the big day. But yeah, the projections, we got that right. Yeah, 3M, we was on, and then looks like we're on the money for another album that just dropped. The projection at 600K.
Okay. All right, should we get our takes off before we let OVO Russ?
Because we got to clear the lane for Russ. So let him finish the sandwich. Get his thoughts together. Get your notes. Because he wrote it down.
Oh, no, he got it all.
He wrote it down.
Yeah, he definitely got it all for you.
CLB is here. The heart part is here. Man. It is here. And it dropped.
Russ went bald, but other than that, he definitely would have had the heart in his.
Oh, no, I should have went my hairline. My hairline was stressed out enough.
CLB is here. It
certified lover boy.
On a gloomy day, it was perfect for the weather because we didn't see no sunlight until we was about to go out for our birthday.
Definitely.
It was dark.
It was dark all Friday.
Mad dark. Lots of rain, gloominess.
Yeah.
Perfect. It was perfect.
Perfect Drake weather.
Oh, man. Drake woke up at 7 a.m. on a bridal. What is it?
Man.
This album is fire. My take, the one thing I would say I was wrong because the title is misleading. It's going to be all R&B. He did a lot of rapping.
That nigga was rapping.
A lot of rapping.
He was rapping.
This is the most rapping I've seen him do on an album.
Yeah. No, he was a rapper on this one.
He set us all up.
Everybody just knew he was gonna like it's gonna be all super like chick songs. Nah.
And then the album cover, which I still get mad about every time I look at.
King of terrible album covers for sure.
We're gonna get into that too. I'll be vibing out and I'll be listening to I'll be listening to certain songs, like, man, this song's hard. Then I'll just look down at my phone, yeah. And I look at that album cover, and I get mad all over again. Like, I'll be loving Champagne Poetry. I'll be listening to, like, In the Bible, like, yeah, man, now I just look at the album cover. That pissed me off. That made me mad. But I also knew it was going to be fire. The more trash the album cover is, I'm telling you.
Man.
Who be doing this album covers? I don't care about the meaning. Yeah, I don't care about the meaning behind it. You can explain whatever you want. You can give me the most.
There's think pieces on this. It still
won't make it fire. It's just
it still sucks. It's still weird. It's still emojis, my nigga. Like, what is that, NFT? Like, you know, relax. Like that.
Why is Drake fucking his fans?
There's a lot to unpack there.
I
was like, well,
he said Rocky caught a stray. Shout out to Rihanna. He'll never let her go.
Me and Meeks was talking about him. I'm like, well, everybody's kind of a fan, so I think everybody kind of fucks
with
will be a fan. Like, he can legit call everybody
but
a fucking
just,
fan.
Yeah, everybody's a, like, it's like the visual at his concert pictures, fans. Yeah. Fucking my fans.
Nah, but he used to. I know these in the archives, but he used to tell them stories. Him and Wayne used to run trains on Jones. Like, yeah, that was a thing. When they was on tour, they used to get it in. But I thought the album was good. Like I said, like how I say, like, Donda was cool in those standout tracks. I thought Certified Lover Boy was good. Like, everything was good, and he didn't have a smash on this one. But I think it's dope that he's gonna do damn near a million in a week and with no lead single. So he's not adding no.
That's crazy because he's doing good without it. He didn't need it.
Yeah, because if he would have put Laugh Now Cry Later on there, it definitely would have been a million in a week, like, easy. Mm-hmm. But he's about to do what, like, six seventy-five,
625.
Yeah, almost seven with no lead singles, all new music, like.
I'll
get to the new music part.
If you're not a Drake stan, that fucking.
But
he
still
for everything that he says, every little, like, take snippets from when he's playing music on his live. Like, yeah, yeah, like,
he's still putting Not Around on there though. So that's
which I'm happy for because I love that song. That song was dope.
I like the switch they did at the end too. That was still
dope. Amazing.
How do you feel about?
I actually thought Sue Surf was gonna be on it when I seen the title of it, like TSU. I'm like, oh shit, Surf got on that, Drake.
Really love Surf, man.
I'm like, I know the nigga like battle rap, but yeah, all right, bet.
He was trying to get Surf to battle Mook. It was great.
I know Surf is like really trying to like put out music now. Like, yeah. He ain't just trying to just be a battle rapper. And, yeah, all right, you made it on Surf.
He does pretty well. You know, for battle rap.
His music is good too.
All right, so how you feel about Drake being a genius by taking the weakest songs and making a fire video for it to make the song look stronger? Like, he's been doing, because if you look at the history, he's been doing that with the weaker songs on the album, and it started from the bottom. Worst Behavior. He did what I'm Upset. Well, he made I'm Upset. He made I'm Upset look like iconic because the video was greatness. It was, but that whole album, that whole single rollout, I always say the Scorpion has the best singles rollout.
That was the cleanest. That was one of the cleanest
like
rollout.
I love
the
this
jackets and everything. This one's good too.
Though. I love this rollout. I was like, that putting billboards in everybody's city with this shit. Great. I'm like, that shit was dope to me. I was like, yo, that shit fire.
Is he a genius for doing that? Taking the weakest song and trying to make it look
stronger. He definitely is. Because
you can't just.
I haven't watched the video to Way Too Sexy, but the clips I've seen, I'm like, oh, this nigga's clowning, man. He's definitely doing his thing. So I definitely Way Too Sexy is the only song that I don't like, but I'll let it play. Like, I'm not, like, I won't let Worst Behavior or Started From the Bottom play. Like, as soon as it comes on, I'm to the next song. I will definitely let Way Too Sexy just play in the background. Like, I won't like it, but it's cool to like play in the background or whatever.
Jeez. All right, or
alright, Russ signal. Buck, OVO Russ.
Clean the lane. I'm doing this. Man. Doing the signal.
ISO.
Take it away.
OVO Russ. Oh yeah, man. Okay. So Donda, I give I'll give it 7 out of 10.
Yeah, I'll give it a 7.
CLB, I'll give it 8.59.
I'll give Donda a 6.5.
Yeah.
And then I give I'm still sitting with it, but will go out on a limb and say this is one of his best.
Definitely one of his best.
Friday, I don't care what.
I think this comes right up to Take Care.
Nostalgia can't trick me. I'm putting CLB up there.
It comes right up to Take Care. It's Take Care and then CLB.
So right now it's sitting at 8.5 for me. So
10%.
What's your Russ Bush? So for me, so I kind of broke it down to like strengths and like
the here we go.
Critiques and stuff. So I think for strengths, I think the rapping, like you guys said as well, that was probably one of his best like rapped albums to me. As far as like just coming out from the gate, just super rap heavy too. I think all the features were picked well and all delivered. So I think when the Billboard first came out, people were like, oh, it's so overwhelming. But like when you listen to the project, it doesn't really seem like the features are like, you know, they're carrying the whole entire thing. It definitely seems like a, you know, like a together kind of enjoyment. That's, you know, no, together kind of team kind of thing. That's a better word to use. I think the transitions were actually a really good point too. I think how each song like flowed well together. Yeah,
they definitely were.
Because even when you got to the outro, you're like, oh, let me run this again real quick. Yeah. That's what I kept doing, you know. So, and I also think that usually when you get to like the 20 plus tracks, certain albums kind of feel like they're dragging. Because I know, I want to say like, even for Views, when I first heard it, like the first time around, I was like, okay, this is kind of like, at some point it was like, okay, this is kind
of
long.
Like, I don't want this pocket of Caribbean. It definitely, it's definitely an easy listen.
It's an easy, shuffleable album too.
Definitely. Yeah, you can put it on shuffle and it rocks like everything. Yeah.
And I will say too, I do think it's dope that like features like the Baby feature, the whole feature, Dirk and just like other artists too. I think it was kind of dope how when they were having their moment, he wasn't like, all right, let me go add another verse to this, you know, to kind of, I'm like, okay, you know, if you're gonna have your moment, take over. Like when like Hov had some stuff get off his chest and he was like, all right, you know, do your thing on this one. I will say him being on that song was still kind of weird after I heard the snippet like a year ago. I was like, I never envisioned Hov on the record, but you know, they made
funny.
It work well.
What's funny is that like I feel like niggas be wanting Hov for certain songs and Hov be like, nah, I'm not doing that song. I'm gonna do the song. Like he chooses the song he's gonna do. Cause
they be like, I got the purpose that Hov's gonna want to get on this, and then Hov
I'm gonna do this one. Like, wait, this one? Yeah, like Hov is definitely that dude. Like, nah, oh yeah, that's cool. I like that. But yeah, no. But this song, that, cause I feel like they give him the whole album and he be like, oh yeah, yeah. And they be like pitching it to him like, oh, I want you to get on this. He be like, no, I'm really feeling this record.
They made up for Talk Up from Scorpion. So
Talk Up was dope. I don't give a fuck what you're talking about.
He didn't like Talk Up.
Well, I don't think he liked Drake's performance.
The whole song in general, I was like, well, y'all, because Drake said that they were trying to make a club record with that, and I was just like, yeah, I don't really. I mean, it sounded cool in concert, but
Hov don't do club records. He does stadium records. So he don't do club records, man. Yeah, no. But so, no, I wanted him. I thought he would have been dope on a 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
I thought Hov would have been dope. Like I said, Drake probably wanted him on that, and then
Drake wanted. Remember the fake track list when it said the Project Pat one was gonna be a Hov verse? When I saw that on the fake track list, even though I know like this is fake, but I was like, oh, he gonna do Talk Up Part 2, because the first one was 3-6 Mafia.
Yeah.
And Hov.
Oh, I forgot about that too.
He's doing like, oh, they make a Talk Up Part 2. Oh, Project Pat. Shout the Project Pat. He's been getting a lot of love this year.
Shout out to 21 doing that flow too, like and killing that flow.
Yeah, shout out. Yeah, he did his thing.
Because if the Drake album and on the Isaiah Rashad album, it's just the Project Pat samples versus like, hey man, shout out to Project Pat, man. Mm-hmm. People bringing them back up.
I think it was super dope. Also, I think it's like, because there's about 5 records that like low key leaked like a year ago, but they were like either like small parts of it. Like for I think Run Through My Mind, that thing leaked a year ago, and like same thing with All Up. But I like how they like all the, maybe like, yeah, we're gonna keep these leaks, but let's make like certain like changes to obviously finish the song, obviously. Make them sound a lot more polished. So then like, okay, it's like it's still like a new song in general on that one. If I'd have any critiques, a couple lines they should have cut. That's the Air Canyon Magic City parking lot line. Drake, you my dog, but I would have got that. Nah, y'all should have cut that line. I get what you mean.
Yeah.
Nah, dog.
That's a high school. Like,
yeah, I was like, hey, that sounds kind of crazy.
<It's>
I'm like, that's like, oh wait, is it full of high school girls? Like,
I know what you meant. I know you
be fucking these moms, but hey, brother, relax. That line didn't sound too good, brother.
Wait, so I want to say I think because in my mind, kind of to what Oren was saying earlier, when he approached Hov, he's like, yo, we're gonna do this song. He said the Project Pat one of Knife Talk. He's like, yeah, I want you on this one. And Hov was like, nah, I want LaVal. Like, what? No, this song, I didn't intend to have you on this song.
Yeah,
I want you on Knife Talk. Because we did Talk Up, now we're doing Knife Talk. Get it's a different type of talk that we're doing this time.
I definitely think that that Jay and Baby, I think they both like kept it even. Like, yeah, I think Baby's verse is better on on CLB, I think Hov versus better on Donda.
Oh yeah, yeah, I want to get that Hov versus on Donda versus on yeah. CLB.
But I think Hov kept it cool on both. Like he
kept it cool.
Yeah, he like he didn't spaz on either one.
Want to keep it even. Want to keep it even.
He kept it even.
Like. I felt Hov's verse more on CLB.
Okay. That's definitely getting quoted crazy.
I like how you know the red hat line. I like that. But other than that, I kind of prefer the CLB verse. Yeah, CLB one. I also learned, you know, you notice things like if you're riding around in the car and the system is on the right, mm-hmm. like you know volume and everything. Certain stuff just hits you when you drive around. I had noticed when I was listening to the album. I was like, oh shit. I'm CLB. Certified Lover Brandon.
Certified Lover Brandon.
Wow, I'm CLB. This album is for me.
This is for me, huh?
No, I really enjoyed this album. Because what did you think of the feature besides the baby in Hov? There's a lot of features.
Yeah, I liked. So I feel like a couple of features they could have like they should have did something different.
Like what? Go ahead, give it to him.
Okay, so I think Way Too Sexy. He should just get a feature and say, "Yo, just use this for like whatever you want to do," and just keep In Too Deep on there. I think Knife Talk.
Into Deep was actually good. You know,
I would have kept that one on there. I think what they should do with Knife Talk, and I was telling B this, Mr. Right Now and 21 Savage album and Knife Talk, they should just did a switch because Mr. Right Now fits better for this album, and Knife Talk fits better for Savage Mode 2. That's why I got from that.
Yeah,
I don't think I ever heard
it. If you hear, you're like, okay, I definitely can see it.
Yeah, you'd be like, yo, like, this like, okay,
they probably did a swap on that one. And also,
shout to 21 on his masters.
Shout to him for getting on a Drake album finally.
He's been on two projects though.
He
was on More Life.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Yeah, he was on More Life.
Now people respect 21.
Yeah, no. And shout to 21 actually wanted to be a rapper. He's a good artist. Shout to I want to give Gilly his flowers on the podcast because like Gilly is hilarious, man. Like
no, 21's not on More Life. He was on the singles before it. He was on
More Life.
Is he?
Yeah.
What song?
Niggas keep reaching and this and
no, I didn't make More Life. That was
I swear it did.
No, that was the singles up to it.
I know.
Because that and Two Birds One Stone they dropped on Drake's birthday. It didn't make the project. Because I remember I was like, oh man, I wish this one would have made it. Mm. But it feels like he was on the album, so we can just go with that. He was on.
Yo, the role.
On my album, he's on.
On my album, it's on there.
Okay, so what did y'all feel on the rollout when he was putting these billboards everywhere, dropping hints? Because some of them he wouldn't outright say who was on the album on some of these billboards. He would just drop hints like, oh, the greatest person from here, the such and such person from here. When you saw, I don't know if y'all saw the billboard when he said, hey, Houston, the hometown heroes on here. And people said, I was like, Travis Scott, that was not what I think when I think of Houston. I was not thinking Travis Scott. I was thinking like, yo, is it Bun B? Is it like, yo,
I thought about a bunch of different people. Then I was like, all right, well, Drake, he already said there's more music, him and Travis. I'm like, that makes sense.
I like that
sound more than Sicko Mode.
Also, I'm going to say this too.
I like Travis.
I'm not surprised that they work together. It's just that when he said, like, I'm thinking of all the Houston art legends and all that stuff. So I'm like, because when you say that, I mean, we know Travis.
Trade the Truth, Bun B.
Yeah, we know Travis is from Houston, but it's still like, that's the hometown.
And
Beyonce?
And we, stop it. Stop
Beyonce is the hometown.
Stop it. Beyonce didn't start saying she was from Houston until.
until two albums ago.
When she was in Destiny's Child, she was not screaming Houston.
She was not throwing up the H-Town. She wasn't doing nothing.
Dangerously Love, she was not saying nothing about Houston. It was, After the Beyonce album, the one that started the self-titled, after that, then she started getting her back. After she did that feature with Nicki, then she got in her back.
After she did Bow Down Bitches, that's when
she started saying she was from Houston.
Before
that, I didn't know where Beyonce was from. I would have thought Beyonce...
I think Beyonce's from a place like this.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm like,
so
I thought she came from space or something.
Like,
it's
like, Beyonce. She's just a being.
Yeah, because she ain't never rep nothing. But
so how did y'all feel about Kid Cudi being on this album?
I liked it.
Yeah, it was dope. It was good.
But it's funny.
He's off the list, Russ. Yeah.
Talking to Cudi fans didn't really like the record because Drake didn't leave it open for him to hum.
He didn't get his hummer. But he got his signatures.
He got a couple. Drake let him get a couple hums in, but he was like, nah, I ain't leaving the beat open for you. You ain't about to just hum for 30 seconds. Nah, we're not doing that. Same thing with Travis, though. Like, how Travis was on the Durk and Baby record, like, yeah, they kept him they're like, nigga, we not just taking one of your songs and putting verses on. No, nigga, you're gonna be on our song and you're gonna keep it. Like, you, we just want you to be dope on our song. And same thing with Cudi. Like, nah, you're gonna be dope on my song. We're not.
He did the signature Cudi sound, two on the albums. I was like, sounds all right. So, but did y'all know, Russ, did you know that they were back cool again before this?
I found out and everybody else found out.
Oh, you found out with the rest of the world?
Yeah.
I was cracking up. I think you sent it in the group chat, that dude that was doing Drake stand.
Yeah, Trevor Wallace.
He was like, speaking of Weekend, fuck the Weekend. Wait, are they cool again?
That's what I thought. I thought
Weekend. I mean, sure.
Wait, are they cool again? I don't know. Are they cool again or not?
Yes.
I'll drive you. Fuck them. Oh, wait, they cool? All right, well, nah.
Speaking of the Weekend, fuck the Weekend. Wait, are they cool?
People thought he was going to be on it, and I was like, yeah, no.
Are we ever getting that
fuck
again?
No, that window's closed. That's never happening again.
You don't think? I think they'll do. They won't do a project that we want them to do. But I think they'll definitely do a record.
I think the fact that like Drake be shouting him out and it's not reciprocal, like, yeah, it kind of says a lot. It's like,
it
ain't really coming.
Well, that's because the Weeknd's music is terrible now, man.
Ain't nobody gonna talk about that last single he dropped. Man. Didn't do shit in the charts, but you know,
they don't want to.
I love the Weeknd.
Trying to say he's bigger than Drake, boy. Y'all gotta stop.
I'm just gonna keep listening to Echoes of Silence, after Starboy, I'm not listening to, like, everything after Star. I'm good with that pocket of catalog, Starboy and everything that came before. Everything after that, I ain't.
Yo, we can be relaxed before Drake drops like to 2 p.m. in Sierra Canyon.
Yeah, 7 a.m.
7 a.m. was fire.
Oh man, yeah, we gotta talk about that.
That boy.
Yeah, I think.
He don't miss aside from 6 p.m. in Calabasas or whatever.
You like that one?
You 4 p.m. in Calabasas.
4 p.m. What was 6 p.m.
in 6 p.m. in New York.
In New York.
You like that one?
One of those I don't like.
I think it's six.
Which one?
6 p.m. was hard because he killed Tiger.
No. Which one was he doing the biggie for? Like, I'm gonna die high.
That's four p.m.
in
Calabasas.
I don't like that one.
That's like one of his favorite songs. He said.
Yeah,
and that's why you can't trust Drake to cut the album down. Cut off the good records,
the good shit. But everything else, but 5 a.m. in Toronto is nasty. You know, I love 9 p.m. and 9 a.m. in Dallas. That's my joint.
Surprisingly, that's like my least favorite one.
I don't know why.
5 a.m. I don't know, man. I think it was cool. And once 5 a.m. came in, I was like, yeah,
hell no. Nine a.m. is still the best one that he got. Like, to me, I think that's his best one.
You guys think?
I hate that people be trying to call "Do Not Disturb" the 7 p.m. in Germany. No. Just because he said it in the song, that's not a timestamp.
It's not a timestamp.
It's not a timestamp record. It's not an official.
I'm still mad I never got a video for any of those songs on the album, but whatever. None of those songs on that project got a video. That's some bullshit.
Drake
did this without a single.
I want to shout. Yeah, like I said, man, he's definitely.
Niggas laughing when we said he's gonna do over 500. Niggas didn't want.
Shit, me.
It's impressive. I definitely want to see. I think single wise, they're probably gonna go Girls Want Girls as a single. The next one,
It's already Shouts out. We were out. It was playing it.
I find myself just randomly like Girls Want Girls. I find myself just always like just saying that randomly. Like that motherfucker definitely.
Yeah,
sticks.
I did too. Now I was like, God damn it, Drake, you did it. You did it again.
That motherfucker
again.
Sticks. That definitely.
I did.
Sticks.
Like, man, ain't nothing just gonna stick. Girls Want Girls. Oh, you motherfucker.
I will say that intro, it might wiggle into my. I love Tuscan Leather, but man, I ain't gonna say it now because I want to be a prisoner of the moment kind of thing. But
I don't.
That intro tough.
The bars were so elite.
But I think that's the thing too. Like with this album, you don't feel like a I'm okay with saying that this is one of his best albums. Like it's probably his second best album. Like
I'm gonna go. Yeah,
I don't feel like I'm a prisoner of the moment. Like the music is just it's good. Like the music is good.
Like I don't feel like I have to restrain. Like oh no, time's passing.
Let me wait. Yeah,
I have to act like it's just regular me. I cannot say what I officially think because if I do, then it's a prisoner of the moment. Like, but come on, man.
No, it's like that. The album is like that.
Yeah. Well, what did y'all feel about the disses? The can we get into the shots and the disses and everything?
We can start off with let's see. Hold on. Was 7 a.m. before No Friends in the Industry?
Okay.
And also, people keep saying, "Oh, he says No Friends in the Industry," but like everyone, I'm like, bro, he literally. If you notice, like his pattern, anyone that he's like really cool, he calls him brother or something like that. It kind of makes sense. It goes on brand.
Nobody
with the song.
Nobody knows that.
I mean, if you look at the captions, I'm just saying, like, you know,
nobody remembers his caption but you.
I'm just saying.
No Friends in the Industry was first.
Okay.
Oh, was it? Oh, okay.
Heat.
Yeah.
Big Heat. Like I said, like people thought that
who was he talking to?
No, like people thought, yo, he's like, oh yeah, that, I'm like, no, 7 a.m. was a better Kanye diss than No Friends in the Industry. Like,
they were both fired.
Yeah, both was good, but 7 a.m.
He was in the deepest state of meditation
in
that
I told B, he started rapping at like the 2 second mark. I was like, oh shit, he ain't waiting for the beat. Okay.
Yeah, no, that was crazy.
I will say, I was telling B, production wise, they could have did a little bit more because I'm just like, but like we said before, most times Drake's, you kind of notice his rapping over his beats anyway. So we're kind of like, okay, he's kind of always stood out more than the beats itself. So I'm like,
I will
champion. Like he doesn't do well on fire beats.
Yeah, he doesn't. I will champion these beats more than any of OVO 40.
There's no Boy Wonder on this album. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
nowhere on there.
You can kind of tell though. Like I didn't have to look at Drake. Like, oh man, there's no Boy Wonder. It sounds like it. But I preferred this production than a lot of his earlier production. Now the raps are always there.
Yes.
And they're lustrous, and he has been elite level rapping. That because like I was saying earlier, he tricked us. I didn't know that he was gonna do this much rapping on this album.
Like, I had a small feeling, like we said, I was like, okay, I know this other way with the cover. They're gonna do like a little flip on it to not make it so predictable, which is dope. So I was like, that's fire.
So get right into the disses and the shots.
Hey man, like, shit, he whooped Kanye's ass on 7 a.m. I was like, shit.
Yeah, definitely.
Got right to it. Okay, here we go. But yeah, I think that was pretty dope. How they just kind of jumped right into it. You know, it wasn't like, oh, this is women on. This is like super, super direct. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Like, told him you got an address. Hey man, tell your driver pull up, man.
Yeah, that's crazy. like that's nuts. Shout out to Drake, man. Yeah, man.
I think
good album, definitely good album.
What Rocky do, man? What did ASAP Rocky do? They got a fight. They got square.
Because somebody said it on Twitter, and I was like, nah, that's not. I listen back the second half. I'm like, oh shit.
Oh this yeah.
Is, funny thing about that is like, about man, like all week I've been seeing ASAP Rocky videos of him bringing Drake out, surprising him, and
like, different concerts and shows.
Like I'm like, I don't know why that was like.
But to be fair, ASAP, a lot of rappers she's been with, so I'm like, you know.
Yeah.
Hey man, it's part of, the game's a game at this point.
Don't say that about the queen.
Yeah, you can't say that. You can't say that, even though it's true. people still get mad even if you are using logic. And but
even if you're only stating facts.
Only stating facts. But yes, no. Drake, you gotta let her go, man. you gotta let her go. It was a lot of toxic bars on here.
Big King toxic, man.
He told you you're not Aisha enough to get married.
I was laughing how many memes. I was like, that was like, oh yeah, y'all saying y'all quoting that you ain't Aisha enough. Why y'all were just shitting on her?
On Aisha. No, but that's what made this thing more because
like, y'all hated her.
If he said, you know, you're not Beyonce enough, people aren't but people hate Aisha Curry. Yeah. He picked a girl that all the girls hate. Everyone hates Aisha Curry.
And I seen one that had like Steph.
Aisha Curry has slut shamed everyone.
Like Steph doing it, like they like. Yeah, I mean, like him, like doing a shrug or whatever. Like, yeah, no, they definitely was fucking with that. I was rolling.
Drake told these girls, you know, y'all don't get in that kitchen enough and cook and clean and serve your king. That's basically what he's saying based on the perception of Aisha Curry. He could have said any, you're not Rihanna enough, or you're not. Then they would have understood. But Aisha Curry, oh no, they would not stand for this. Because they know what she's about. They know. Yeah, what, cool. They know.
Threw a quick jab at his big mom.
Some of them don't.
Because
some
real quick.
Oh yeah.
Threw a quick jab. Like nah, yeah. I had a baby. I wasn't trying to.
Yeah. I mean, he told her it was a fluke before.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Honestly, it's on brand. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's on brand.
I mean, like he said in the beginning, like this wasn't planned. Like, you know what I mean? Like yeah. But yeah, I think overall, like I think it was kind of like I was telling Bia too. I was like, you can definitely tell overall, like the kind of the theme of the album is kind of like he don't know if he want to like settle down, but he's like, I'm still addicted to kind of living this lifestyle at this point.
CLB.
I 10,000% like believe when he did the Elliot joint at his crib, and he was like, I'm the leader of a boat, and if I stop moving, then. Yeah, man, there's a lot of people that depend on me, and I'm not willing to let that go. So if you're willing to jump on and, like, ride.
Oh, shit. And I used to drive a CL. the Lexus. I used to drive am CLB.
I'm like, if anybody actually wanted, it couldn't be nobody famous because you too into your own, like, you too into your own thing, like, rightfully so. Like, he'd have to find somebody that's just willing, like I said, to.
Kind of tag along.
Yeah, like tag along, yeah, type of thing. And so, which. Yeah, that ain't happening. So, no, so
he needs a Kelly Pitts from the game, man. Just, you know, just be honest.
Yeah, so yeah, that ain't happening. That ain't happening. No, yeah. Like I said, you fucking fans out there.
There's girls out there willing to do it. If there's a girl out there, you want to be ice cream? All right.
You gotta let them fuck fans, though. So.
Yeah, sure, go out and fuck fans. I'll put this apron on, and then I'll bake cookies and tell these hoes they need to get together. but how do y'all feel? Kind of segueing what the aftermath of this album.
It's been a lot, man.
It's been a lot. The R. Kelly sample is a little controversial. Yeah, that's
40. I think 40 had to speak on that and kind of explain what happened. But
what happened?
Yeah, it's a long thing. I'm trying to like sum it up. Basically, he's just saying that like the person they sampled, I guess like in the sample, there's like some R. Kelly stuff playing in the background, so that's why they had to credit him as a composer legally to get.
We wanted the sample, we didn't do all the research. We didn't do all the research.
Yeah, like, we fucked up. Basically, my bad.
We didn't go in depth with the research. Like, we just liked the sound, so we sampled it. Yeah. We didn't sample R. Kelly. No, we sampled.
Yeah. I mean, Drake,
somebody that sampled
Drake said, you know, only time I played back and forth is the Leah record, which was an R. Kelly record.
And then like the whole like think pieces that came out, like, you know, like all the whole like stuff like that. And I'm just like, oh man, y'all just kind of like,
yeah, I'm like, y'all got too much time.
Take an inch, win a mile, kind of thing. So
type of thing.
Yeah, y'all excited for the aftermath of this album, the Kanye diss is coming.
So what I was telling people, I was like, because I think Joe was talking on his podcast too. He said like now it's gonna be. He said now because Drake got time now. So like they're going. I think he's gonna drop a bunch of Lucy stores at end of the year features and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like the Bane the Butcher tracks coming. Like a couple. I think they're not gonna do a deluxe. So I don't think Drake that thirsty for sales. You know, kind of thing. So I think he'll probably just keep dropping a couple records here and there. If he does diss Kanye them again, I think it might just be one more time. They might just walk away after that point. So, but you know, I don't know. You got to respond to consequence. Man. It's kind of tough, man. You know?
What was this all?
Consequence. Consequence. Like, dude. Like,
man, go get Sahai. I'm in Sahai now.
But like, consequence. I'm like, fan. That's not a. No, you have such like a dissable name. Like you know, yeah. You know, any flips I can do to your name being consequence.
Consequence? Yeah.
Like that. You just made it too easy for him. If Drake wanted to flip, like do some, like wanted to like throw a line at you, it's way too, like
it's a layup, way,
it's a layup. Like I can do it. I don't even rap. Like I can make some dope shit to your name being consequence.
No one asked for consequence. I'm sick of consequence and his teeth.
Last time I seen consequence, he was about to fight Joe Budden on
Love and Hip Hop.
Love and Hip Hop reunion. Say you don't want no green room smoke with me. I was like, all right, bet.
that story was a wild because that came about after the whole internet was clowning because Joe Budden confronted him in the middle of an interview and they didn't know that it was being recorded too. But Hot 97 still put it out of Joe confronting him and he's like, oh yeah, no, I'm apologizing. Like, all right.
So, oh really? Joe walking down.
Joe's like, cool. All right, cool. Y'all have a great day and walked off.
I bet. All right,
he sunned him. He punked consequence like.
My nigga, like, well, yeah.
I can't go out like that, so he ran up on Joe.
But then somebody like dissed Joe and say like, oh yeah, I was. Oh no, Maul said it. He was like, nigga, when consequence ran up on you, like, nigga, I called my guys and was like, yo, all right, we about to go walk him down or whatever, like that. And so that's funny that Joe actually confronted me saying he didn't want no smoke.
Yeah, no, that man was shook. I'm gonna send you that clip.
Definitely send it to. Not. Oh yeah, nigga, you don't want no green room smoke with me, like in front of cameras. And then when Joe sees you, you like, oh no,
Joe,
I'm sorry.
It's face to face. That's crazy. You had to sneak up behind Joe. Joe came and confronted you to your face, and it was none of that.
That's
energy.
Crazy.
That was nuts. But yeah, do you think that Cudi thing was a petty move?
Petty King. He called himself Petty King. He, you know, big petty.
He said no friends in the industry. You know, your people escaping, man. They fuck with me. I give motivation.
Who do you think was the middleman that Drake was referring to, saying you know, like on the fifth, like trying to play both sides?
Probably Justin LaBoy. He said fuck her respectfully.
Yeah, he did.
I'm a fucker. But somebody put on Twitter, they were like, man, Justin LaBoy's publicist is probably pissed that the person who probably motivates all his posts don't fuck with him. And they're like, yeah, you shouldn't have sided with the church, man.
Yeah, yeah.
So Drake got Drewski kind of hit him getting Justin LaBoy. So
that's a wild light skinned niggas is winning, man. This is crazy. We need this is insane. That whole rollout with Justin LaBoy being your spokesman and your announcements, all wrong announcements, all wrong dates, all like.
Bro, he ain't been on Twitter since April, since like I think like August 6th when he said the album was coming out that day.
No, they got him out of here.
I ain't seen his show on Revolt in a while, so I was like,
they cut
the plug on that one.
And the crazy part is Kanye was breathing life because he was on decline. Like he was fizzling out before Kanye brought him back to do the, because Kanye just caught on to him. And like, oh, this Justin LaBoy got family. That was so February. But yeah, no, that was crazy. The Petty King, of him having Cudi on the album, and then I know Orin didn't ask for two future features, but he gave them to us anyway.
I'm going into deep.
Yeah, I actually enjoy that.
Yeah, I'm going to, like I said, my thing is like, man, Future shoots a low percentage, man. Like the percentage is low, man. But when he hits, he hits.
He got the 50 hits. He put out 80,000 records to get the 50.
But he got the 50.
But he got the 50.
Yeah, like, so.
So here we are. Let's say it's going down. You got two concerts. You got Donda. And then you have CLB. Which concert are you more excited to go to see?
I already know who I'm rocking, so you know. I've already seen Kanye. I'm good.
You already saw the Broadway musical?
I saw Kanye.
When did you go see Kanye?
2016.
Which album was it?
Life of Pablo.
Yeah, that was Pablo.
That was a good show. Before he had the
when he had the floating.
It was the
and
show.
And he's having all those meltdowns.
Yeah, it was before the meltdown Sacramento. Yeah,
right before the meltdown.
When he canceled the whole tour, he literally got on stage, didn't really greet the crowd, performed, and left. I was like, okay.
We all get the most minimum.
No opener, nothing. Straight to it.
I'd probably pick Kanye just because I know production wise, he always does some like dope.
Yeah.
Like,
oh yeah, he'll like, make it like an amazing
like an experience. But music wise,
I'm gonna enjoy the CLB.
I'm picking CLB because I was supposed to see Drake back in 2018. He kept canceling and and rescheduling the cancel.
Have you been? Goddamn floating Lambos.
I went during the summer 16 tour.
I'm like,
that tour was fire.
Wait, so have you been every time he comes here?
I didn't go to nothing with the Sands one. I didn't go to.
Meeks went to that one, actually.
I'm
kind of glad. A lot of people said like his like performing compared to now is like light years better. So I'm kind of glad I went 2016. So
man, another social media thing that I kept seeing this week.
There was a lot of concerts in 2016.
They played that clip during the Elliot Wilson interview when he was like, yeah, man, it was bad, man. He's like, Uzi was out there. They wasn't fucking with Uzi. He's like, oh, Uzi's just a shoulder thing. They wasn't fucking with him. So,
yeah.
He was like, yeah. So I knew it wasn't going to be good for me either.
He said, I had the slaps next time. I had nonstop. I had mob ties, everything. It's like,
they wasn't fucking with him.
I do respect how he kind of laughed. He was kind of like, you know, like,
yeah, he wasn't like angry about it. Yeah. He was just like, shit.
Shit happened.
They wasn't fucking with me. He kind of just put his hands up. Well, he watched his hands. We were like, yeah, shit, I had some shit, but shit, they just wasn't fucking with me.
Like, you fucking weirdos! You didn't want to see. I was there. You know Frank's not here, right? Like, you know Frank's not coming.
Because he's like, I can imagine you waiting for somebody, and then all of a sudden you see me, and you're just not fucking with it. Like people just knew Frank was coming.
But it's different when you're like they was expecting somebody, and then but you just get me. Like say Drake is, you just get Drake. Like he's like fucking Kid Ink.
Yeah.
When we want.
Like, said, like he is some like just getting it, like just settling for him is still a big settle.
To me, that's not a settle at all.
Yeah, I didn't get a million. I got 900,000.
Let's be honest. I love Frank Ocean, but Drake's definitely putting on a better show than Frank Ocean. Frank Ocean, I love his music, but you never heard like, yo, Frank was on stage, he was going crazy.
He's
like
some shit.
Frank don't be doing shows, period. Like it's because he never did a tour. He never when like Channel Orange came. You never the Frank Ocean tour. Like I remember people make jokes like, so do we go to the Frank Ocean show to tour? But like he has so much anxiety. That nigga ain't never doing no tour. We ain't never getting that. But
yeah, I don't think that's ever really coming.
He's gonna sit down in a chair the whole time on a stool. And seeing like all his performances, you see him just sitting down on something and just singing.
Yeah, like I said, just on the piano.
Yeah.
But what if Dr. Strange like pulled up? Like, you think he'd be able to fix it?
Yeah, that's a good settle. Which, if Dr. Strange, you can't get Frank Ocean and Dr. Strange shows up.
What if?
Whoa. Dr. Strange starts hitting us with the... Yeah.
he turned back the hands of time and made...
and he doesn't show up.
And made Frank show up.
or he opens the portal and makes Trey Franco just fall out of the portal. I've been falling for 30 minutes.
Yeah, no, what, yeah, man. What if, man?
What if, man?
What if, what if, what if? Hey, man, what if it's getting dark, man?
It's getting dark. But also, Doctor Strange was wilding. Even before he turned into evil Doctor Strange, like, Doctor Strange was just wilding in general.
Yeah, it was.
And boy, was that episode depressing. It ended super depressing.
Man, I'm like, but even in the last episode, nigga, like, Hank Pym was looking bad. Like,
yeah, he was
when,
down bad.
When you pulled up, that nigga looked bad. Like.
But even that stuff for an entertainment, even though they was making the Hulk and his green blood everywhere, like, yo, getting splattered with the Hulk's green pus, just. It's nuts.
Then, this one was. I'm like, damn, man. What if it's getting dark?
Yeah, definitely. This episode, as far as writing, I think it was probably one of the strongest ones. Just
that one looked hard to write. Like, but writing anything like about the Mystic Art, like, that, it's really difficult to write.
So, what if he didn't lose his hands? He lost his heart. And I was like, me. That boy was good.
He was trying to say, like, boy, he keeps trying to say Rachel McAdams.
I kept saying, hey, bro, just don't go. And it was like, okay, well, then the place blows up. And like, okay. Let's go to dinner instead. Okay, well, somebody's gonna rob the place and shoot her. She's gonna die regardless.
They tried to tell her, like, she's dead regardless.
No, I was dying, like, they're sitting, like, by the window, like, by the door. Dude comes in. He's not even facing them, but the gun is just facing her as he walking in with the gun sideways, just pointing at her. He's not even pointing at the dude at the register. He's looking straight ahead. But
I came in and kill her.
It's not just pointing, it's pointing and it's angled. Direct, like, down. It's not like it was just facing this way. It was like pointed down, like at an angle, just like specifically for her. He just walked.
And I thought the fact that, like, when, like, he kept doing it, and like the angel one confronted him, and she was like, "Yo, like, you wildin', relax,
man."
Because when she hit him with the stuff, I was like, "Okay, what happened there?" And it kind of says, like, "Oh, she basically, you know, split him in half." So there's like that part was kind of confusing to me, but I got it when she's like, "There's basically like." Two timelines within the same universe.
Yeah, it was fucked up because she kept trying to be like, fam, she needs to die. Her death is important.
It's over with.
Like, she's gonna die regardless. Yeah, no matter what, she's gonna die.
She's cooked.
And also, she needs to die. She has. I know it sounds fucked up to say, but your girl has to die. And it's a very significant death, and we need her to die. And Dr. Strange still, he's acting like this is some regular liar off the street. Like, you don't believe the age. Like, you did not believe. Like, no, I can make a living. No, I'm telling you.
And
she's going to die.
I was more so laughing, like, Doctor Strange in the movie, he wasn't fucking with Shorty.
It was on brand.
Yeah, like he was knocking Shorty down, so him all of a sudden just loving her.
That was a flip.
Yeah, that nigga was heartless. What? I'm supposed to love you? Didn't they fuck up here? Like, what? What? Supposed to love you or something? I'm supposed to marry you? Hit her with the Major Payne speech. What do you think I was gonna do? Marry you? You have a white picket fence with and adopt Tiger and be a happy family? That's not Payne. Shout out to Major Payne. That's still good.
Shout out to Major Payne, man.
Still a great one. But yeah, no, he was very heartless in the, like, he was just so loving and towards her, and it was like very confusing because in that movie he was cold blooded, especially when he lost his hands. That was a very sad, like, the way it ended. I'm like, damn, there's no resolution. There's no
fixed it.
Because I'm there, like, okay, you know, they're going to find a way to fix it. And like,
I feel like even with the episode before that, when it was the Hank Pym one, at least the ending was like, okay, little Loki's taking over, but hey, we still got Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
We got Captain America here.
They left us with hope.
Yeah, like, okay. Because I was telling you, I was like, Loki.
And not the daughter Hope.
Her bum ass.
They left us.
But even like I was saying to you, I was like,
bum ass Maria Hill.
I was like, Loki, that team would have been like, so it would have been Captain Marvel. Mm-hmm. They still could have got Spider-Man. They still could have got Doctor Strange. And.
Black Panther.
Black Panther. They could have got Rhodey somewhere, you know.
Yeah. He still could have got Wanda.
Actually, no, because Rhodey ain't got no tech. Never mind.
Yeah.
Nah, and you can't get Black. You won't get Black Panther because he was Star-Lord.
But not in that.
He came home still, though.
He came home still.
Came back to the city, you know.
So he's both. He's Star-Lord. and he's Black
Panther. Yeah, fuck you, Chris Pratt.
We still could have got Wanda.
Definitely could have did that. I do want to say the news I told you guys about how she's in the Doctor Strange Multiverse Mask. Obviously, they're definitely going to do the whole her versus somebody from the X-Men. So that's going to be interesting.
I think she's definitely going to walk whoever down, and then so I think she's going to start as the villain, and then end up fucking with Strange. Like, her and Strange is definitely going to work together to walk down whoever wants
to walk down the X-Men.
Whoever wants smoke, it's good. It's up in the stuff.
The only person that might make it a little interesting, if she goes against Jean Grey,
Yeah.
Walking her weak ass down. I don't give a fuck what niggas talking about.
Bro, you don't think Gene's great?
Gene different, dog.
Nah,
they about equal.
So Gene don't jump. Hey.
Equal power wise. Hey. They about the same.
Fuck no. Anyway.
But Gene Gray wasn't walking Thanos down.
Yeah. So big goat. Like, you know, I think Wanda's a big goat. So nah.
I'm gonna say I saw Jean Grey in X-Men 3 like literally.
Man, you
I'm sorry.
You also told me Jean's last movie, The Rise of the Fucking Phoenix, was terrible.
Yeah.
So
oh yeah, the movie is horrible. She did her thing power wise.
The powers were there.
The powers were there. The writing was not
there that at all.
Shout out to Sophie Turner from Game of Thrones. She did what she was supposed to do. Everybody else, I don't know. Jennifer Lawrence ruined that movie because I think she's just terrible. But you know, that's a conversation for a different.
No, I'm here for right now. Jennifer Lawrence is a terrible actress.
So the movie was trash. But she
her powers were fire, bro. I was like, oh shit, she in space and out here releasing all the energy and shit. Okay. And even like in the comics too, like they
big,
be like
big old Wanda got an astro form. Like, big goat, like she walking Jean ass down.
Yeah, but
she not walking down Homelander though.
No, the thing with Wanda, I think. Wanda's because her power is obviously still growing, but like with Jean, it was like, yo, like when they found her, they're like, yo, your power is so crazy. We got to basically put these mental blocks so you could never touch this shit. And then, like, that power is basically
she has an astro form, fam.
Hey, man, Jean Grey basically part alien. Hey, it's going to be interesting, man. Yeah. See.
She walking her down. I don't give a shit what
she,
we're talking about.
She is an alien. She is a Martian.
I have an astro form, my nigga. Like, I can be out of body, in body, all body. Like, my nigga, like, no, niggas. Big old Wanda ain't going. Man. She definitely walking Jean ass down.
Now, if they put Wanda against, like, Magneto, somebody, I ain't trying to watch that shit.
Is she walking him down? Oh, that's light.
He's like
light
Professor
work.
X, too. Like,
that's light work. I don't give a shit if you're trying to see my thoughts. Yeah.
You're not trying to see Professor X?
I ain't trying to see that.
Is my man's gonna play? Which Professor X are they? Are they gonna
it's
play?
It's obviously not the old dude. Cause I think he's like I'm done. Like, but I think
he was done after.
But boy,
what was the Wolverine joint?
But boy, when he first started playing, boy, that was great casting.
It looked just like him.
I used to say it when like the kids like you know Star Trek would be on, and you know I didn't really give a fuck about the show, but I was a kid and I saw that Whoopi Goldberg and the nigga from Reno, but I'm watching. But the Captain Kirk, Picard or whatever. I'm looking at him. I'm like. This nigga looks just like, because the X-Men cartoon was out of time. Like, yo, he looks just like, if they do X-Men, he has to play Professor X. At 6 years old, yeah. He has to play.
No, definitely. He looked the part, for sure.
He looked the perfect.
Just like, just like Wolverine. Like, my nigga, yeah. you just got to play Wolverine. Like, you look like Wolverine.
Every time you see Hugh Jackman or like anything
like,
else,
no,
just,
nigga,
like,
no, but you're Wolverine.
The funny thing about Wolverine, like, in the cartoon, and they tell us... Wolverine is short.
Wolverine like five. Is, he's like what 5'6"?
He's 5'2". He's like dumb.
Hugh Jackman like 6'3".
And he's 6'2". So that's the only. Like, yo,
he's 5'2" or he's fine too.
We don't know, man. Look, Lloyd said it's a mystery.
Hugh Jackman's 6'3", so they definitely had to cut his height off a little bit.
Yeah, no, it was hard. They couldn't make him look a little stumpy. And then now when I watch the cartoon, I look like, yo, this nigga is short. He has like short little man thighs. Like it's like hilarious.
I remember back in Lord of the Rings, dude Gimli. He's supposed to be like a troll like in the movie, so he was like 4 or something. In real life, dude was like 6'5". I'm like, oh yeah. God, I'd be so pissed. Like, man.
Yeah, like Hugh Jackman, like, damn, if you shoot him from the chest up, like, just don't show that this nigga is tall, because Wolverine is super fucking short.
Shout out to Doctor Strange for also getting the bag on Spider-Man, too.
Doctor Strange is everywhere now.
Shout out to Cumberbatch, man.
Shout out to Benedict Cumberbatch. Yeah.
They're definitely, this is the last one. Like, bro, they definitely about to re-up him, because
because he's becoming the leader slowly. Yeah. So they
Feige already re-signed Letitia Wright, so she's about most likely to be Black Panther now. Obviously,
yeah.
They already like
I heard she
locked up for a bunch of movies.
In. Yeah, I heard she locked in. So.
And if you're smart, you might as well just because
she's gonna be doing the tech. Then I'm assuming.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? I'm like and I was thinking about this the other day. I'm like, fam, Marvel killed Robert Downey. They killed one person just to let niggas know. You're all expendable.
We have a contingency plan.
We
tried to tell you with Terrence Howard.
Yeah,
we tried to tell you.
Don't get Hollywood. We will cut you quick.
Terrence Howard was on fire back then.
We let go Iron Man, the nigga that built the 20. We let go him. We will let go of all you need.
Yeah.
don't get Hollywood these contracts, because trust me.
We have an ultimate timeline. We have a script that's an ultimate timeline. We know.
Trust me.
Just in case, we got to call an audible. We have the scripts on deck for your storyline. You keep playing.
So don't want to play ball if you want to. Nigga, we need to fuck out of here.
Kill you off real quick.
Mad.
Yeah. So you guys excited for Shang-Chi? We're gonna go see Shang-Chi sir. After the pod.
I heard it lives up because
a lot of people say it's fire.
I heard that Snake Eyes didn't live up. They was like, nigga, they didn't fight till the fucking like last.
Yeah, I heard Snake Eyes was very underwhelming.
No, they was like, nigga, the whole time, like, and he never actually put the helmet on. Like,
but the previews like made it look like it was the whole. And it was action packed.
Trailer trickery.
But, they made it like it was all fighting and no script.
But now they said this is like that. They said this one's like that for sure.
And they did it right. So homeboy didn't prove to Marvel with Snake Eyes that I should have been Shang-Chi. He didn't get it.
That's
done.
My guy too, man. God damn, man.
He improved.
But I thought Snake Eyes was his like showing y'all niggas like nah, no, I'm the GOAT as far as Asians go and Asian men go in Hollywood. Like y'all got to come to me. And I guess he didn't.
Yeah,
so I'm the guy that got Shang-Chi because he definitely said he literally just like kept like DMing, kept fighting.
Because he's
like original stuntman, so they were like, yo, I can do all this, like, man, I'm ready.
Yeah, they said,
don't tell Lala that.
They said he's
gonna start trying to.
He definitely took the Lala's playbook. Like they said he was on his. They were like, no, or he would even say like, no, I was on their ass. Like
but,
I was in.
But now Lala is gonna be. If anybody tells Lala, that she gonna that's all. That's my bag. I'm about to DM the fuck out of her.
Lala straight now, man. She got the stars back, nigga. They put her in every star series.
Every star series. What I'm trying to say is I don't want Lala. I don't want her.
It's too late now.
I know she's good. I don't want her.
She put Storm, man.
She might.
Oh man, that might be worse than Beyonce. Jesus. Even Beyonce fans agree. That's how you know it was bad.
I had the perfect Storm casting.
Beyonce fans killed. even we know.
If anybody has seen How to Get Away with Murder, Michaela from that show would be the perfect Storm. I was like, y'all could just put because the girl that plays Starfire on DC would have been good. But obviously, you know, she got locked. She's locked up in the DC Titans show. Shout out Titans. That show's fire. Yeah. But yeah, so
I gotta get back to it.
Shout out Superman Lois.
How far are you on that?
I gotta get back to that too.
I'm still on episode 6, I want to say.
That kid Jordan trash, ain't he?
Yeah, big
kid. Kid annoying as hell, man. That show reaffirms what I said.
Sick of these niggas.
How the fuck don't people who grew up with Clark recognize, like, oh, he looked like his kid went to school with, just like, you know, without glasses? Like,
I still die laughing at the nigga taking off that. No, I am Superman. Look. It just takes off the glass. No, I remember. Watch it.
I remember Black Lightning. I was talking to Brock, and I was like, "Yeah, bro, it's kind of crazy how like they couldn't recognize that was their dad. Like, you don't know like your dad's like silhouette or like figure. Like, well, when he lights his powers,
that nigga put on biker goggles, and y'all don't know who he is.
He had that bullshit. Like, well, when he has his powers on, it has its electrical feel where you can't really see him. Like, bro, no, stop. This is stupid. Okay,
nigga puts on his swimming goggles, and y'all niggas.
That's why I said Marvel's fire because they're like, yo, fuck the secret identity shit. You know who we are, like, outside Spider-Man.
Except Spider-Man, but now that's ruined. Shout out to that trailer, y'all.
Yeah, I was about to go into that.
We haven't talked about that, you know, since
man,
last time.
Shout out Big Goat Tom Holland, the best Spider-Man. Yes, all you Tobey Maguire fans, you can at me on Twitter and social media. Tobey Maguire was trash.
They are out there.
Big trash.
He's choosing violence.
On the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man.
My rant's basically this. A lot of y'all, because we all grew up with it, obviously. Like, but in 2001, we didn't have really shit for superheroes that was dope.
Yeah, we got them.
So I get the nostalgia, but if you go back and watch the movies, there's nothing he did that was like, oh, man, this is next level. Like, it was whack. Like, I'm sorry. Like, the second one was fire. The first one was whatever. The third one was trash. And I'm like, that's what it is. Like, and he was old as shit in high school. Like,
no, I'm like, I watched Spider-Man when I was like, look at these old ass niggas.
Yeah.
In high school. Like,
and he was crying all the time. Like, bro, he was crying a little too. Because people complain about, like, how, like, in the second Far From Home, I'm like, oh, Tom Holland Spider-Man doing Spider-Man. I'm like, bro, I literally died for 5 years. My mentor died. Can I get like a little bit of break?
Yeah, good.
In the second Spider-Man, old dude stopped being Spider-Man because I think like Mary Jane was getting married, so he wasn't focused, so his fucking powers didn't work. So he threw a suit away. Like, bro, what the fuck is this? Like, no. Like, and Andrew Garfield was dope. The writing was just really bad. Like, Andrew Garfield for Spider-Man,
Garfield, that was an old ass Spider-Man. Nigga, 34.
They made him way too cool, that also. But like his Spider-Man, like the suit in the first one was dope. His special effects was fire. Their writing was just really, really bad. Like, they set him up to fail. So I was like, all right, they definitely were just like, yo.
And then it got even worse when they did the second one.
Then he called the director, like, basically called him Hitler. And they're like, yeah, you gotta get you out of here, bro. But you are done.
He's getting his redemption in this new Spider-Man.
Yes, sir.
They bringing in all Doc Ock. Electro. Jamie Foxx is not going to be painted blue.
They don't need Toby for this one. I'm just saying. They don't really need him. Just leave him at home.
I think the
fan service.
I think for fan service, I think they might like show him. I don't think
that shit gonna be a cameo. Like,
I don't think they're actually gonna like have him in it.
It's 2.5 hours length though, so I'm like, okay
they might have him in it. If it's 2.5 hours, he actually might be in it.
I think with this one, I think the trailer was dope. I think the trailer showed you just enough to like get you.
Oh yeah,
you know you're obviously be interested. It's not it's gonna turn you up a little bit, but like I think they gave you enough to keep your interest, but also still like, okay, I got a question about this, I got a question about that, and also kind of keep you like, okay, well, you know, the next trailer is gonna be, because that's just like the, because I always tell like people, it's like the, it's a sneak peek trailer, and there's the actual official trailer, and there's the actual second trailer. So this was kind of like the sneak peek trailer, where they kind of show you like a little bit of stuff.
That's what made me say like, yo, this is only the little sneak peek. Like that's great. They gave us a lot, and still basically telling us you ain't seen nothing yet.
And the only reason it dropped was because somebody that works for Sony like recorded like a script.
Oh yeah.
And they definitely lost their fucking job because they at was all on the screen.
Boy,
that was worth it.
I hope.
I know you got a phone call. It was worth
it because you are deaded. Like I don't know why people are like y'all will fuck up the bag just for a little bit of fame, a little bit. Was it worth clout. It? Yeah. Like, was it worth it?
Say?
Can you pay your bills with that clout that you just because you just ruined your whole career. Like ain't nobody gonna want to work with you, hire you for that because they know what type of time you want. So
yeah, it's just like man, it's just I look at it too and I'm just like man, this is a huge movie for them because like I've said before and I've heard other people say it too. Whenever Sony gets that third Spider-Man movie, it gets a little
it's scary.
It's a little questionable.
And Andrew didn't even get a third.
But with this one, I feel like with Feige too, he had a lot of hand in this too, and like I think it's gonna go pretty good with this. And I think if Sony's smart, you guys need to figure out that whole deal thing. Like
why was Spider-Man 3 so terrible? the Toby. Why was that so? Oh, that was so god awful.
That's what happens when you get too much of a budget, and you're just like, oh, yo, we gonna feel.
They was doing.
Yeah, it's just it was too. He was depressed and he was emo. It was weird.
And it was like four different villains.
Yeah, it was way too many. And then like bum ass hair, like I hate that Harry Osborn.
Oh my god,
I hate James Franco.
I hate Sandman. I don't know what was the purpose for that.
Bro, you could have just did the Venom shit and maybe like just leave it at that. You know what I mean? You had like
literally that's all you had to do.
Yeah, you had fucking. But Eric
Foreman. Eric Foreman. So even if you did the Venom shit, that was still trash. Like this is Eddie Brock. This is it.
Yeah, it was
Eric Foreman.
And his Venom was like weird looking too. Like it just sucks. I'm just like the movie's horrible. Like it's terrible. But I just think, too, like, people got to realize, like, the way they've written Spider-Man is, like, obviously, like, with the older ones, they're older Spider-Man. So, like, the way they write them is different. I feel like with the MCU one, like, yo, let's write you, like, obviously, it's, like, a younger kid in the comics. Mm-hmm. Like, if you look at, if you've, like, seen, like, Carden, like, the younger ones, he literally acts just like that. I'm like, oh, he's mature. I'm like, bruh, he has, like, he acts different from the first movie to now. It's just, you know, a lot of you people are stuck with nostalgia, and you just don't want to move the fuck on.
Is it 2001?
Rewatch Spider-Man 1. Mm-hmm. And let me know what the fuck was he doing that was so next level in that movie.
Was so next level.
All you
had to do was just hire a boy to play Spider. Like that's what. Like whoever, no matter who they hired, and y'all would have loved that. And
Kirsten Dunst is trash. Okay, she sucks. Big trash. She's horrible.
But that Bring It On was such a big movie. She's like horrible. They had to capitalize on the heat that she had behind her at the time.
That's why they didn't bring her back for this one because she sucks.
Like, yeah, and that's why they realized it was Bring It On. It wasn't you. You aren't actually not. You contribute nothing, and you're pretty terrible.
Exactly. So I'm just
shout out to Jake Gyllenhaal because he used to take.
Man,
that
Jake got that check in second when he said, "Yo, I'm never coming back to this." But shout out to y'all for giving me this $11 million. How much y'all gave me? I'm out. I'm gonna go do some bunch of indie films. Go kick it in Europe. Whatever. Do what I got to do. I might pop up for like Spider-Man 6 or something. You know what I'm saying? But
are you more excited for the new Spider-Man or the new Venom? You know, will they cross? Will they let him borrow Eddie Brock for this?
I told everybody before.
Tom Hardy,
Shout out to Tom Hardy for the cash grab because we know you just want to do weird movies now because you made all that money.
Big bags.
So shout out to you.
What are having a Morbius? Wasn't that supposed to come out that before Venom 2?
That shit's coming next year. I'm gonna tell you about this. That shit would be on streaming if Sony had a streaming service.
They do not
believe in that fucking movie.
That shit going
they gonna
on
keep
the
pushing
shelves.
That shit back. It makes it's stupid. Like
what about mutants?
Like bro,
shot in like 2014.
Nobody. We saw Morbius one time in the cartoon show. Nobody fucking cared about Morbius. He was trash. Like, they're just doing dumb shit.
They're trying to make us care.
They're definitely trying. Like,
and that's another thing. Jared Leto like doing weird shit anyway. So they're like,
That's another weird person.
Jared
Leto is definitely weird.
Bro, he ain't even acting. That's like probably his life.
It tells you how weird he is because he brought Denzel down in that movie. Like that movie was whack as fuck.
He's the white Lakeith. He's the white Lakeith Stanfield. Lakeith is a weird nigga. We love him, but that's a weird nigga.
Lakeith ain't that bad.
Lakeith, you ain't be keeping up, dude. That nigga be doing some weird shit a lot.
No, he's weird, but he ain't.
Okay, yeah.
You know how bad you have to be to bring Denzel down? Oh, yeah. Like,
bro, like, I think when they're on Suicide
Squad, that movie fucking sucks. like crazy.
I feel like when they're on Suicide Squad, I think like Jared Leto was like sending people like dead animals and stuff because he was trying to get into like his Joker role. Like Will Smith was like, yeah, he sounds like a dead bird and shit. Like, bro, motherfucker's weird.
Lakeith will do the same thing if you let him play Joker. he was posted on Instagram. He wanted to play Joker too.
Lakeith would do it if he had the money. He'd just send people dead shit. Like Lakeith ain't got the bread to send niggas dead shit. So.
And the only person excited for Morbius is Tyrese. That's the only person that's excited for that damn movie. He is the only person like yo, I'm part of the MC. Like, bro, you're not. Okay, you're a part of Sony. You are a part of Sony. You don't know Kevin Feige, bro. You don't know him. Man. He don't know you that.
Yeah, no, Feige definitely been to.
I feel like you don't know him at all.
Feige been to the Benihanas that Tyrese got in his crib. Yeah, Feige been there.
Eating pigeon food.
Tyrese better just try to hop on that new Transformers reboot and see if they can get you in that one.
Oh man!
Which we gotta talk about that one day because they rebooting that shit again. So it'll take place in the 90s. Oh,
no, I still want to see the Tyrese audition tape for Luke Cage. I want to see it. I gotta see this. I have to see this.
Hey man, we're in the streets. They're bringing all the Marvel shows back to Disney Plus with new actors, except for the Daredevil. They're gonna bring him back. But
I was saying, because that was another room. Daredevil is gonna be in the new spot. I saw the Easter eggs.
They said that's not him in the trailer.
That's not him.
They never showed him.
I actually saw a photo of the whole thing. It's actually like the guy who was talking to Peter in the
interrogation room.
It's that dude.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. That was the Easter egg. That was him walking past. And
I fucking shout.
I'm gonna hold on hope. Daredevil's definitely Peter's.
Lawyer, his attorney.
I'm holding no hope.
I think I was talking to.
That'd be fire.
Oh, you the one that said that Kingpin's gonna be like a big villain now, like for the streets and stuff?
Yeah, I was like, no, I said no, that's not.
No, I was saying because I feel like I talked to somebody that said they think like what's gonna happen is like Kingpin's gonna be like the dude that played Kingpin and Daredevil. He's basically gonna be like because he's gonna be in Hawkeye. Mm. So they think now he's gonna be like the threat, like as far as like the human threat, like on the streets and then
street level threat. You weren't talking to me about.
Okay,
this,
I talked to somebody about that.
Because I was telling niggas, hey, fuck no.
you don't believe you? Don't think
fuck no.
you don't think that's the word?
That Kingpin was dope though, man. Nah, that shit was fire.
I'm like, it'll be fucking. Who was in?
It's gonna be Fat Joe. Fat Joe's gonna play Kingpin.
Oh, yeah, definitely. it'll be the dude from Falcon and Winter Soldier. Like he's probably gonna be the street level villain that Elaine was working for or whatever. What was his name? From Falcon and Winter Soldier, the big boss from what they kept calling him.
Oh shit! Yeah, what did they keep calling that nigga?
God. Whatever.
Power Broker.
Yeah. I think he's gonna be the street level like bad guy. Whatever.
He's gonna be street level Power Broker.
He running the streets, man.
Kingpin, yo. I feel like he's coming. Maybe not in this movie, but that casting, you gotta get that right.
That dude was fire. No, they're just gonna pull a dude from the Daredevil show. Did you ever see him on the Daredevil show?
I did not watch
it. Bro, when you watch it, you'll be like, yo, stick. He was fire. Like the dude they picked him, he was like, they did like his whole origin and stuff. Like,
I know a dude that played Daredevil and all that stuff, and I agreed with that casting. I don't know, is he better than Ben Affleck? But I don't know, man.
Because the Kingpin from the Ben Affleck movie when it was Daredevil was I think it was
that's crazy.
Ben, it was like Michael Ben Clark Affleck. Duncan. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Michael Clark Duncan. That's crazy.
Yeah,
Michael
Clark Duncan being Kingpin. Okay. Shout out to that Daredevil movement. They did the best they could back in 2001.
Hey man, they was trying a lot, man.
That was back when they spelled rock and roll songs and all superhero movies to kind of hype you up when you get ready to get your ass beat.
Yeah, I mean,
suiting up, man. Yeah.
To Spider-Man 2's credit, they say that a hero can save us. I'm not one to drift. He's holding that train together. He's trying to stop that train. They say that a hero can save us. It's like just the perfect song for that moment.
Very fitting. Very fitting. It was on brand at that time, too.
And people really loved that song.
Yeah, man. But like I said, I think the MCU overall in general, I think this next phase, even like with the Eternal shit we saw, that shit looked crazy. And fire.
That's right, we're getting Eternals.
Yeah,
too.
I keep forgetting about that. It's like, it's gonna be fire. I'm just like, I literally keep forgetting that it comes out in like 2 months, and I'm just like, holy shit, that shit comes in November. But
no, Marvel back. We got contact for y'all.
people thought it was shaky after the Disney Plus years. I'm like, nah, bro.
Nah, we back.
That's part of the plan.
We back. Marvel definitely is back for sure.
I think most annoying thing is people that keep complaining about stuff, but you keep watching. Like, bro, just stop watching. Like, oh, this isn't as good as Phase 2, bruh. You have to. I'm like, they have to. Like, we need to be. I'm like, bro, they're literally. You have to rebuild again. You've lost all those top people, so you got to rebuild it again. Like, it's like when you win a whole bunch of championships. Like, okay, we got to start a franchise. Like, we gotta recoup. You know. So I'm just like, man, you gotta just give them some time. Like,
nah, Marvel's good on this. I think they're doing well.
Yeah, they're doing well. That's what happened to me, man.
It's only getting bigger because people are forgetting. there's other big people that have not been used yet in the MCU, y'all. The X-Men aren't even here yet.
Fantastic Four.
Fantastic Four, X-Men. This is going to be a whole lot of... First of all, y'all acting like some of these were A-list superheroes before Kevin Feige brought them on board. Like, fam, no. They couldn't get access to
Like, Robert
to
Downey was down bad. He was down bad.
And Iron Man before Robert Downey was not seen, you know.
Iron Man was trash. He was trash in cartoons before, bro.
It was a trash. That's why they only got one season.
Suit always ran out of power and shit. It was horrible. Yeah, it sucks.
Like, damn. Could never get to his suit because every episode that villain had some way of you can't get access to your suit, so hi, you gotta figure it out, use your brain. Like, nigga, we want to see Iron Man suited up and be an Iron Man. What the fuck? But yeah, no, I feel like what they're gonna do moving forward, they have a lot of tools to use now. They have a lot that they haven't touched yet, so and they're way bigger and way.
And also too, the fact that having like one department that's designed just for animation going forward, like that, like people don't know, like that's really huge to them because that's kind of always a Marvel's one thing. Like we just have not been able to like kind of dominate.
Yeah, DC was always kicking their ass.
DC was always kicking their ass in animation, but like I think Marvel was like, all right, this is our time.
The Batman shows are classic, you know.
Justice League.
Yeah, they've always been killing stuff. Marvel did have a great Spider-Man series, like Spider-Man animated series.
The 90s one was fire.
Yeah, the 90s one.
When he had that bum ass blade.
Yeah.
That's when Morbius was on that shit.
Daywalker.
That show had like 8 seasons. That shit was long as hell.
I'm still trying to figure out how they're gonna bring Blade into the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
I don't know either because
he's
like
gonna show up. I don't know. Multiverse of Madness. I don't know.
It's funny that we just blame everything on the multiverse event.
He's a variant.
It's whatever.
Because that's a good point. I just want to know
Loki. Like remember because you know they went crazy. Like, gods, vampires. When Morbius said it, like, oh, he's a vampire. Oh, Blade is coming. The TVA knows where Blade is.
Where Blade is.
Now, my question for you guys, do you guys think they can do a Blade with that is not rated R? Because they already said they're not doing any rated R movies.
They said the same thing about Deadpool. Are they doing Deadpool?
But I think what they're going to do with Deadpool, they're just going to make that like kind of like
extra Ryan Reynolds-y and make
it's going to be more on the Fox. It's probably Ryan more going to be on like the Fox side, so they're probably gonna say we don't really acknowledge. So like, oh, we can still keep it that way. But I think with Blade, they're probably just going to make it like.
But they have the rights to Deadpool,
Somebody said it's kind of weird. They think they're going to keep him like still like on like the Fox side of Marvel, where it's not direct. He's like in the MCU, but he's not direct connect to it, so he can make it rated R. It's confusing as hell because they want to appeal to like those families and kids.
Kind of like how Spider-Man is Sony still kind of.
No, so they would definitely still own it because the Sony thing, they don't like the way the Sony Marvel thing works. It's like that split. How like. Marvel gets the merchandise. They make all their money from
the back end. Y'all get the box office. Yeah. We get the merchandise and all the toys and shit. We get it on the back end.
Which that deal, I think they got to figure out. They keep doing some short. Like, okay, let's do like a five movie. Yeah, like, bro, just get a long term because like you know you guys like because Sony and Mike like we want to take them back.
That'd be my thing. I was like Sony. Y'all not making no money over here, man. Like, y'all should just agree to whatever terms that Marvel has.
I blame all y'all that paid to go see Venom that gave them damn confidence to make them damn movies on Spider-Man.
That was what got...
I blame everyone you guys to pay for
it. We don't need no MCU. Yeah. Matter of fact, we're taking Spider-Man back. Right, y'all,
we don't
even
million
need off. Y'all. What are we giving you guys? Letting you guys get the money for the merchandise stuff over here.
Yeah, definitely. Because Marvel used to split merchandise with them. And they was like, nah, we need... They used to do... Like, so Sony would get the box office and then Marvel... And Sony was split 50-50 on the merchandise, and Marvel's like, all right, you seen what we can do, so we need 100% of the merchandise, and then we need to talk about splits with the box office because
it was like no,
yeah, all right, man, like,
and I was backing all the people who were like, oh yeah, they're gonna have to recast Spider-Man. Like, my mom, I was like, bro, regardless of what happens, I'm telling you this, all them people that love Tom Holland, Sony, Sony likes making money. They're not like, oh, let's go recast. No, the fuck you're not. Like, and Tom Holland's still young as shit, too.
Like, nobody's in business to lose money.
Yeah.
No.
It's a business. Like, y'all know when the numbers come from. Like, that y'all want to be a part of the story that the MCU created. Like, y'all, like, so, yeah, you got to play ball with them. Other than that, y'all can drop
money. How are they planning on making it when they were going to that whole little beef and, like, to take Spider-Man back? Like, what was y'all plan for Spider-Man? Like, where was y'all...
I think
because like now that you have to X out the MCU, like they don't exist.
Their plan was to play hardball until the MCU
caved,
like that, because they didn't have nothing.
They had no contingency.
Yeah, so they didn't really have plan.
No, hell no.
They were bluffing. They didn't have. Like, no, we got this whole Spider-Man mapped out universe.
Yeah, I think with that, they were just like, yo, like, you know, because I think obviously, like, you know, greed probably took a thing in it, but also, like, it's business too, where it's like, hey, like, you know.
You seem like, hey, man, if we going to make $100 million, shit, we might just have to play ball with these guys.
Yeah. like, that's the first Spider-Man, like, Far From Home is the first Spider-Man movie to do a Billy. So they were like, nah, we gotta figure this shit out. You know what I'm saying? And
they know what they're doing over there.
Yeah, man. So.
You've never seen a movie like that again.
No, and like.
Without the MCU.
Because Sony, the only they can really say that, hey, the only like Spider-Man movie that's been like very successful with them like in recent that's not the Tom Holland Spider-Man is the animated one, which was the.
Is it the Spider-Verse?
It is Spider-Verse.
Miles Morales. That's what I was going to ask. Are we getting Miles Morales? He's going to make a cameo?
Hopefully not. Gambino coming back.
Yeah, hopefully it's not Shameik Moore.
Oh, gosh.
They can't do Gambino because Gambino, they already showed he's the uncle. He's the uncle. He's the Prowlers.
No, I'm saying like, he's saying
Gambino's coming back as the uncle. He does exist in the universe villain. Because they said, you know, like, yo, I got nephew.
I think what they should do, honestly, I think at some point they should make it so like, Spider-Man is like the hero for like the world. Maybe just leave Miles Morales as like the Spider-Man for like New York. Mm. And like, because you can't really have two like that unless you're going to kill like Tom Holland Spider-Man off, because that's the only way like every story's kind of been like Miles Morales took over.
That's a contingency plan.
Yeah. Tom Holland started wild. Like, yo, hey.
If Sony and Tom start wild and they're like, all right, well, Miles Morales.
Miles Morales is as the intern. He has to start where Peter was like, no, you got to start from the bottom like I did. Tony made me just walk the streets and walk old bitches across the street and eat churros and all types of shit. You got to start where.
All the tech I got, you ain't getting none of that.
No, you ain't getting none of that. You start right here. you work from this corner to this corner, you go to this bodega. I'm like
Marvel be like, nigga, we got 10, we can make Robert make an appearance. Like Robert's definitely down to make an appearance real quick.
I still hold, and
we know it's gonna do numbers if he appears. Yeah. So.
I just speaking of Robert, I wonder if they're gonna try to bring him back in like some form of like AI or something.
Yeah.
That shit gonna be about $40 million to do that. But hey, man, like
they got it. They like shit.
They'll take it. They got it.
For how much they would make off it? They're like, yeah, we doing it.
Cause they asked him like, what if? They was like, nah, I'm good. Cause they said Rob after everything was done, he unfollowed everybody from the MCU on Instagram. He was like,
he said I'm done. I rebuilt my life. I was down bad. They brought me up. I did everything, and now I'm rich.
I'm good.
I'm rich as fuck, and I'm chilling.
Boy, shout out! I got my redemption story. Yeah.
The story's written, grand opening, grand closing. It's over. Like I don't need to. Nah, I'm good. I'm good on this side.
Was Tony Stark CLB?
So yeah, bringing that back up. Somebody's the Donda and CLB thing is like Civil War. So I'm smiling. Somebody's like, yeah, Tony is definitely Iron Man. I was like, yeah, it's all about right. Kanye is definitely Iron Man.
Kanye is Iron Man.
That's what somebody said to me, and I was like, oh, okay.
Kid Cudi's Black Widow.
Because I think Tony won, so I'd say Drake is Iron Man. But you know,
you think Iron Man is?
I was trying to go through the list, and
Drake is Tony.
Because Iron Man won at the end of the day.
Kid Cudi's Black Widow.
Kid Cudi's Black Widow. I know that's Kid Cudi's Black Widow playing both sides.
That's crazy.
That's
hilarious.
Consequence is.
It's Ross.
Oh my God,
Agent Ross.
He's Rhodey.
Fucking Rhodey.
Shout out to Civil War. I think we know where we all stand on that. That's a great comparison. All right, well, you want to get into this now? Nostalgia.
I can go first. For me, I want to give flowers where flowers are due.
Thank you, man. You know, this is great. Appreciate you.
No. Shout out to Beat, best comedian coming out of Minnesota. But
yes, sir.
Netflix. I want to give Netflix their flowers because they just signed a deal to get all 180 episodes of Seinfeld.
Oh shit! Yeah, Jerry made that announcement.
So big money.
Big bag. They paid a big bag.
But I also want to say, like, yo, Netflix. Everybody like Netflix. They got into scramble mode and they just did it better. Like they had Disney Plus coming at them. They had Hulu getting crazy. They was like, "Shit, we dropping new content every week for the whole year of 2021. Like every Friday is gonna be something new." And they've been killing like that. Like they've been killing. The interface is better than everybody's.
Oh,
interface.
Yeah, without a doubt.
The rewind button is better on HBO Max.
man. It's just way better. So I just want to shout out for them, like seeing like the storm coming and them weathering it. And like I said, they did get enough money that they just signed on Signed on Seinfeld. So yeah, no, shout out to Netflix.
Shout out to Seinfeld. Didn't Seinfeld's birthday recently? Is Seinfeld Virgo? Let me look at his birthday. If Seinfeld's a Virgo,
we big goes over here.
If he's SVO,
we big goes over
here. He was definitely CLB on the show Seinfeld. Nigga had a new girl every week. Man. Seinfeld was CLB out here in these streets. Or maybe his birthday is in March. I don't know.
April 29th.
Oh, okay. That was close. April and March.
But, yeah. So he's a Taurus. Yeah, Taurus.
Yep, Taurus is yo.
But yeah, no, shout out to Jerry. Like I said, like, yeah, I just want to give Netflix big, you know, big shout out, big goats, man. They killed the game. They made the interface super user friendly. They and they started with comedians. They, you know, started, you know, shout out to Monique. They started with that, putting up the money for specials, and now they original content
with
came.
People that can negotiate.
And they big go tell you. So yeah, yeah. Not so much nostalgia, but yeah, shout out to Netflix from always being able to fill out the room. Like, they know they started with fucking mail-in DVDs, and now they get this huge platform. So yeah.
That is how they started. I totally forgot about
that. Yeah. Fucking renting DVD.
You can still do that too.
I heard that. I'm like,
they'll send you.
Who the fuck has a DVD player?
Nigga, just subscribe. to the
joint. But yeah, no, yeah. So shout out to Netflix, man.
Yeah. Well, shit. Shout out to Redbox. Redbox was the era.
They still out here though, man.
They are still out here. No, they're holiday gas station I go to.
People still renting games out there.
That's how I found out about the Nick Cannon movie. She Ball. I saw it in the Redbox. I was like, oh shit, She Balls out. Oh wait a minute. Even though it's on YouTube for free, that's crazy. This Nick Cannon Redbox was an era because you had to get to that Redbox on time. My homeboy made a video about that. Made like a little skit back in the day. This is like 2011, where he's sleeping and then like he realizes that Redbox about to be overdue. So it's like Outkast playing 1, 2, 3. Yeah, international, just running down the street, trying to run to get to that Redbox before you pay that late fee.
Funny thing though, like, nigga, you should have to like fucking you might get a scratched up DVD, like your shit might not be working right, like
or niggas would put wrong DVDs. Wrong, in there. Yeah, like,
you might get a fucking blank joint.
Like, this is not the movie.
You might get a Dipset CD. Like,
yeah, right. Like, I remember niggas rented movies, going there looking for horrible bosses, and then put the Tyler Perry DVD in there and then return it. But like, yo, that shout out to niggas that was finessing them red boxes.
Man,
red boxes,
hilarious.
What about you, Russ?
Ah, man. Yeah, I was traveling this weekend, last weekend. So, yeah, I was in Orlando and stuff. But maybe think about back in the day when you could travel and, you know, you could check a bag for free.
Oh,
back in the day. Which was the nice days. And I was just like, man, it's kind of crazy. They changed that whole thing about the carry-on thing. And it looks like a temporary thing. It's been like 13 years since they changed. That shit ain't never going.
Temporary thing.
And like, bro, most of the flights are full and they just offer you free checking anyway. So like we were waiting for the plane, like, we do free checking. I was like, hell yeah, I'm gonna take that shit. I don't wanna carry shit on the plane. But yeah, that's my nostalgia. I was like, I miss the days. And it was just like, you know, never coming back.
That I can save some money.
Yeah, because I'm like, it'd be like 45. I'm like, whoa, relax.
Put back. Goddamn, bro.
But because I usually only fly Delta.
I'll buy clothes when I get there.
Yeah, because I usually just fly Delta, even though it's more expensive. But they're like, hey, you should get one free carry on. But other than places, they'd be like, yo, we got to charge for the carry on too. I'm like, yo, that's just crazy. But yeah, I'm nostalgia for that one.
Man, but yeah, so episode 69, shout out to Jared Allen, and get your minds out the gutter.
Snitch 9.
all that. It's Hunter Dinner Podcast. I'm at @O_Ridley.
I'm at Brandon Ridley.
At @TRussell3Ls. Also, my overall rating for COB was 8.75 out of 10. So.
8.7. Dude, you're doing too much, man.
8.75.
It's either 0.5 or whole numbers. We're not doing that many decibels.
Is that what Dead End Hip Hop's going to give me? That's my prediction.
They about to kill that album, but, you know, it is what it is.
All right. Well, yeah, no, we appreciate you guys tuning in.
To the birthday episode.
Yes, sir.
And as always, we about to go watch Shang-Chi. Till next time, plates.